Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
Coming up this morning, IMF describes Ghana's program as delivering results after giving the country a pass on a third review and approving disbursement of $360 million. Also coming up, Bank of Ghana highlights soundness of banking sector despite high not performing loans. Plus, Italian ambassador to Ghana discloses more Italian investors are venturing into Ghana's agribusiness and aviation sectors. Details coming up. Hello again. Thanks for joining us. Hello to our friends listening from Kofu Radio and KTU Radio. First up, IMF has described Ghana's program performance under the third review as delivering results. The fund has therefore approved the disbursement of $360 million that should hit the Bank of Ghana's account before Friday. George Yafe has more.
The IMF Executive Board, after passing Ghana on the third review, noted that reforms that Ghana is implementing under the program are also paying off. One can talk about the progress being made in the area of Ghana's debt. Growth, on the other hand, is also recovering rapidly, while inflation is declining. It has also seen the country's fiscal position improve greatly, while the external position continues to pick up. The IMF Executive Board also argued that policy reforms under the program are also delivering encouraging results. It also revealed that all the quantitative performance criteria and indicative targets for the third review have been met. On the monetary side, it highlighted the significant role played by the Bank of Ghana in reducing inflation rate as well as building the required international reserves. But despite praising government on all these areas, it was however quick to add that implementing those policy reforms before and after the elections remained essential to fully restore macroeconomic stability as well as debt sustainability.
George Afe starting us off with that report. Meanwhile, industries have revealed that they have started to feel the impact of the current economic recovery on the operations. It's coming on the back of a challenging economic environment, which saw some firms scale back on their activities. Dr. Amfrayim Dake is president of the Association of Ghana Industries.
You could say that to some extent, because However, the vulnerabilities that could trigger or derail these macro gains are still real. And that is why I trim in the subject matter of the debt position of the economy of the country, and the IPPs in particular, the independent power producers can pull the plugs, and that derails the your power position, and that could give you significant challenges. So those are part of the vulnerabilities within the system. And therefore, as much as we're chucking and moving in gradually, backed up with the IMF programs, there's some extent of certainty. But the trigger there, beyond all this that I've captured, is also the exchange rate factor. The exchange rate factor derails predictions and projections. I say this because of the bi-weekly exchange rate policy that we run at the port.
You heard President of the Association of Ghana Industries, Dr. Humphrey A.M. Dake. Economist Professor Lord Mensah is expecting the city's stability to be sustained in the coming weeks. This follows the IMF's third review deal and the record international reserves posted by the Bank of Ghana at the end of November this year. Professor Mensah says a lot more needs to be done on the fiscal side to complement the monetary measures.
We may have to look at, you know, how we can take advantage of the fiscal space to reorient the economy, become more export-oriented, become less import-driven, so that we can, you know, have an economic structure that can contain, you know, this foreign exchange demand. So from where I sit, I think it's the one of the immediate term, you know, benefit that we're getting from the restructuring. That is the strong reserve that is being built by the Bank of Ghana. Again, we have to also appreciate that the means of getting dollar into the economy has, you know, reduced completely. Clearly, we have to appreciate that the only means that is making or bringing about this strong reserve is as a result of, you know, the debt service reduction.
You heard economist Professor Lord Mensah on the currency market this morning. The dollar going for 16 cedis 30 pesos. That's what the Forex bureaus are offering clients. A British pound, 20 cedis 50 pesos. The euro going for 17 cedis. If you're doing business with the commercial banks, the dollar going for 15 cedis 35 pesos. The banking sector is sound and is in a strong position to withstand shocks, as according to the Bank of Ghana, after reviewing the health of the sector. Here's more in this report.
The Bank of Ghana in its assessment revealed that all the critical benchmarks that it wanted to review have seen the banking sector come up strongly. One can talk about growth in assets, which has shot up to 367 billion Ghana cedis ending October this year. Another critical area that you may want to look out for is solvency indicators, which has also improved greatly, as well as capital adequacy ratio. The central bank also revealed that how commercial banks have accumulated their required capital buffers to withstand the effects of external debt restructuring. The regulator was also satisfied with the growth in private sector lending over the past 1 year, whilst admitting that it is worried about the high non-performing loans. The Bank of Ghana believes that the current performance will be dependent on the strong profits going forward, whilst continuous adherence to recapitalization plans and enforcement of strict credit underwriting standards. The Bank of Ghana believes that the current performance will be dependent on a strong profit whilst continuous adherence to recapitalization plans and enforcement of strict credit underwriting standards for the industry going forward.
You're listening to the Joy Business Report. In other news, the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies is pushing for a limit on the number of oil firms operating in the country. Ghana has more than 150 oil marketing firms, which is said to be a high number for a small economy. Chief Executive of the Chamber, Dr. Reverson Opong, says this is no good for regulation.
If you go to school to take 1,000 students, in terms of facility-wise, and the student number outgrows to be 2,000, you suffer, because now people would have to now do morning session and go in. People have to come afternoon. Regulation-wise, it's tough. I'm okay with my members. I must fight for my members. I must advocate for my members. But it's not easy with a quantum of members who don't do it. And I'm telling you for a fact. In Ghana, it's just so obvious that someone started a business. It's going so well. How do you do it? And I also put myself in it. I still don't understand how oil marketing companies with seven stations today are breaking even.
Dr. Everson Opon, Chief Executive of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Firms. Now, Italian Ambassador to Ghana, Daniela Dolandi, has disclosed that more Italian agribusiness operators have expressed interest in partnering Ghanaian industrial farmers to grow more food for export. She says some Italian investors have already signed deals to cultivate rice farms across arable areas of the country. Now, speaking to Joy Business at the 9th edition of the Italian Cuisine Week, Dolandi disclosed that more Italian investors are venturing in agribusiness and aviation.
And we believe it will contribute also to increase the food security, because it will be a production of rice, tomato, sorgho, etc. for the local market, for the domestic market. Well, we hope it will be an ever-increasing trend. And since last June, we have a direct flight connecting our capitals between Rome and Accra 4 times per week. So I believe that this direct flight will also contribute to bringing our countries, our people, and our companies closer and closer.
Daniela Dolandi, Italian ambassador to Ghana. We have some more news for you. The Chamber of Commerce has described 2024 as a challenging year due to the city's depreciation and high tax burden. It therefore expects the next government to take steps to implement some tax reliefs to cushion businesses. Kwame Anka has more from Tema.
The end-of-year Thanksgiving service, organized by Tema Region of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, was to thank God for his protection throughout the year. The event also afforded elected national executives to engage members in the region over the future of the chamber. President of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Stefan Mizan, in an interview with Joy Business, described 2024 as a difficult year.
Both political leaders and the political parties, especially the major political parties, they've made a lot of promises. And we are expecting that, be that as it may, whoever will win, they can implement those things, especially the tax reliefs that they've actually been trumpeting.
One of the areas of concern for Stefan Mizan is the country being able to walk the industrialization talk.
So I would say that moving forward into 2025, issues are the ports, taxes, customs, clearing. And then we also want to see that our city becomes strengthened.
Meanwhile, Tema Regional Chair of the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Gideon Amenyado, says commitment to campaign promises will help the business community.
Kwame Anka bringing us that report. Let's turn to invest.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.